4LLX Mobile. Radio in my truck and looking for a radio check if any stations are out there. KM4LLX for ID.
4ZLK, the radio sounds really good.
Now I talked to you this afternoon. I don't think I remembered your handle, but thanks for coming back to me. I live in Hendersonville, North Carolina. So for me to be operating any South Carolina repeaters is kind of a fresh thing for me, so I appreciate you coming back to me.
The name is Shane. I don't believe we talked this afternoon. I've been on the radio today, but I'm down here in Greenville, headed back home, and got a son-in-law and daughter that live in Fletcher now. They were in East Flat Rock for a while, but they moved to Fletcher a couple weeks ago.
One, that's for sure. There are a lot of people moving to the Fletcher area because it's just so handy to be in between Asheville and Hendersonville. But it's a good area to be in, and I'm glad they moved that way. But that's all good and well. I actually just got done riding with my good friend Matt. We were riding the Swamp Rabbit Trail today after we got this radio in, and I have definitely didn't realize how much of Greenville is on that trail, or how much the trail is in Greenville. So I really enjoyed seeing a lot more Greenville than I usually have seen.
All the way from Traveler's Rest, all the way through Greenville and into Malden, and I know they're wanting to extend it even farther at some point. I actually live northwest of Greenville, up near it's a little area called Cleveland. So, northeast corner of Pickens County, northwest corner of Greenville County, kind of close to the line up there, but had to come into Greenville for a retirement party. One of the guys I work with retired a couple weeks ago, so I headed back home, and and what was your name again and your call? My name again is Shane, N4ZLK.
Well, same as well. I'm commuting back to Hendersonville, so at any point I fade out, just let me know, and I can up my power on this mobile. I'm using 5 watts right now, but I can always up to 25 or even 50 if I have to, so just let me know if I go in or out. Name here is Zach, Zulu Alpha Charlie Halo, and the call sign is Kilo Mike 4 Lima Lima X-Ray, KM4LLX. And like I said, I usually don't get into this repeater from my home, but with this mobile being in the truck, I should be on here a lot more, I hope. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
You're pretty good all the way up into North Carolina. I think there's a couple low spots if you're on 25, that is, once you get into North Carolina. I think there's a few shadowed areas. 26 can be in and out. You can break up a little bit. There's quite a few guys that use this repeater from up that way.
Are you familiar with this, when the nets are on this repeater? I usually try to keep track of when the nets are, but I mean, they change so often, or somebody ever goes to a new owner for the net. So I'm assuming they do one on this repeater once a week.
On every night at 9 o'clock, 365 days a year, I think it's the longest running 2-meter net possibly in the country. I'm not sure. I know it does hold a record of some kind. But yeah, every night at 9 o'clock, there's always one going on.
Pretty impressive. I'll try to tune in for that and get on that net, because that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I appreciate for getting back to me, Shane. Are you in any ham radio clubs around here? Or are you kind of like a hobbyist like me? I've only got the amount of time that I've got, so I try to make the most out of it, but I don't have the time to be in a club right now.
To the Greenville Club, and I do support them. I need to re-up my membership because I use the repeater, but I'm the same way. I don't have a lot of time, mostly when I'm mobile. I've got one in my work vehicle, which is in the shop right now. So, but I listen more than anything, and like I said, I don't have a lot of time other than in mobile or working I need to get my station set back up at the house. We moved a couple years ago, and actually three this month, three next week, I believe, 3 years, and I still haven't set up a station in the house, but I can hit the repeater with an HT really well, so it hasn't been a priority.
In the same boat as well, I could hit so many Hendersonville repeaters from my house with a handheld that I just kept going with that. And I've always liked using a mobile more. It's just, it's got a better feel to it. I like the setup more. And as well, I definitely like the extra power and better antennas. So I finally pulled the trigger and drilled the hole in the top of my truck today and got it set up. And so far, I've been really enjoying it. And definitely an upgrade that I was wanting to make, but I've owned the vehicle for almost 4 years now, so I'm kind of in the same boat with you. And finally, at some point, you're like, well, there's enough scratches on the side of this truck, I think I can finally drill a hole in it.
Hard to do. I bought this truck used a couple years ago, and the gentleman before me had already had professionally installed antenna mounts in the top of the cab. So it worked out perfectly. Coax was already run. All I had to do was just swap out the antenna and then mount this radio in here. So, and it definitely works better when it's centered on top of the cab. I think it gives you the best reception and transmission.
Personally, I used to have a 2004 Toyota 4Runner. And I messed around getting into DMR. I still kind of want to get into it, but I put a DMR mobile in it. And I used the L-bracket kind of system right on the hood. And that worked okay, and I had the same antenna that I've got on this truck currently, but like I said, it was mounted lower. So I just, it never really received as good as I wanted it to, and I really solely purpose it, or blame that on its location. Like, you're never going to get better than good ground and just being on the highest point of the vehicle. So as long as you can let go of drilling holes and catching branches every once in a while with your antenna, I mean, it's worth it in my mind.
At LK, that is correct. I agree with you. Do you run a 5/8 wave?
Or LLX for ID. I am running a common antenna, which is dual band. I believe it's considered 5/8. But as well, I have a Larson 150B, I believe is the model number, and it is 5/8. But, of course, my friend Matt just completely denied me on using that single-band antenna because this is a dual-band Yaesu mobile. So he was like, if you're going to put any antenna on this thing, you better use a dual-band antenna. So I'll probably flip-flop between the two, but I'm very happy with this common antenna I've got going right now.
Sounds good. You're full quieting into the repeater. I don't think you'll have any issues. Sounds really good. And I picked you up on reverse a little bit ago. I'm actually on 276 coming out of Greenville. You're probably up on 25 now.
From the Marietta side, so I'm actually on Highway 11 most of the way back. I'll be on 25 in probably about 15 minutes. So I don't know if I'd be higher altitude than you on where you're at, but that's pretty cool that you're catching me from Highway 11.
You're breaking the squelch, and I could hear your voice, but probably wouldn't be able to copy you very well on Simplex. But yeah, that's sometimes when conditions are right, you can really reach out there.
I know there was at least one Simplex net that used to happen in Hendersonville. I don't know if it's still going on. But that was kind of cool to listen to every once in a while because I had a Yaesu 817 that I would just kind of set up in the living room. And I could actually catch more signals on that radio than I thought I could just being on Simplex. So you're absolutely right. If the conditions are right, don't hate on 2 meters for getting out further than you would think.
It helps with that as well. It always helps. You must have had a little low spot there or a shadow. You're a little scratchy there at the beginning of that transmission, but it cleared up. Anyway, I'm coming into Traveler's Rest, and I live across, I don't take Highway 11 to my house, but I do cross it at some point, and live just on the north side of Highway 11, down more towards Table Rock.
Definitely know that area better, so Yeah, you're dropping altitude, and I'm gaining altitude, it sounds like. So we'll just have to see how we can get out. Like I said, I'm only using 5 watts, so, yeah, I might catch some low spots, and if I do, and if it doesn't come out, I'm willing to up the power. There's no problem at all with that, but I'm glad you're still able to copy me. Yeah, I like to call altitude the nature's antenna, why try to build a 100-foot tower when you could just go up on a mountain and gain 1,000 feet, you know? So if you can just gain altitude, that always helps with reception.
Problem with that is most of us don't live up on a mountain like that.
Bruce, now I definitely remember you mentioned that you were wanting to set a rig up in your house. Are you wanting to set up like a 2-meter base station, or are you doing kind of HF rig setup?
HF rig I need to put up, and I don't have like a nice 2-meter base. I've got a couple of mobiles is what I've used. I always have one free that's not in a vehicle. I can use that. I would like to get one, a 2-meter all band or all mode at some point. But that's, again, I don't have a lot of time. So it'll be some, down the road when I have more time to get more into the hobby. N4ZLK.
For LLX for ID as well. Well, I definitely get that. I've been looking. I have a Kenwood 940S HF rig. It's from the 80s, so, I mean, it's a good radio. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I'm kind of looking at the ICOM 7300 because it's a lot lighter and it's a lot more mobile than that Kenwood for sure. And I'm kind of wanting to get into, like, I would consider it semi-mobile because it still needs a power supply. And the antenna for it, I'm probably going to do like a standing wire or a long fed wire, but I'm kind of wanting to go that direction. I like Yaesu HF rigs, but that ICOM has really got the higher quality screen, and as well, just the more videos I watch, the more functions it's got, and I'm very impressed with that HF radio.
Yaesu 757GX, when it's up, that's what I use. Again, I'll invest more at some point, but made a lot of contacts when I had it set up. It does, doesn't have a lot of functions on it, but it works pretty well.
Simplicity is the way to go, and I mean those older radios. I mean they just work, and I definitely like. I say analog, but I definitely like the. It comes with a meter on it, SWR and power meter, and just watching that needle bounce around as you talk is a pretty cool experience. I know that sounds lame, but like that kind of older radio is still a pleasure to operate for sure.
There are so many different radios out there and so many choices. You can always find something that you might like better, and you can spend as much money as you want as well. But one of these days I'll get it put back up, get a little more time. I need to get my son-in-law up there in Fletcher. He got his call. He is K4HNR. He doesn't have anything set up right now. He's got a mobile 2-meter rig. He drives into Mills River every day for work. I'm not sure if he's running the antenna on it right now or not. I know he's taking it down to mount a some kind of bracket on top of his car. But I need to get him more interested in it. We just, our times in the cars are at different times, so I don't get a chance to communicate with him very much on the radio.
Congratulations to him. I'm glad he got his license. That's always good, and I'm always happy to hear more people getting into the hobby. Everybody has a mixed emotions on if the hobby is growing or decreasing, but I try to stay hopeful and optimistic, and when I hear people are getting into it, that's always great. So my commuting situation is I've got my handheld in my work truck, but my work truck and my personal truck are two different vehicles, so unfortunately the mobile's in my personal truck, and I just don't drive as much. So when I am in this vehicle, I always try to at least talk to somebody or try to find a good repeater that somebody's talking on, so I can just use this radio as much as I can when I'm there or in this vehicle. So it's always good to get a good contact with you and or whoever else I'm talking to, you know. So try to make the most out of it, even though I'm not in this vehicle all the time.
Definitely quieter than it was years ago, but it comes and goes, and it's nice to hear some people on it. And I don't use it as much as I could or should. I'd listen more than anything. But anyway, Zach, it's nice to meet you. I got to run into the store here and pick up a couple things on the way home. I'm not sure if you'll be still in the vehicle when I get back, but it was very nice to meet you, and congratulations on getting the radio in the car. I feel like I'm losing my voice, too. I'm sorry. So I'll say 73 and hope to talk to you again. I think it's KM4LLX from N4ZLK.
ZLK, Shane. Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for coming back to me. I always want to know how this radio is doing, and it sounds like it's doing great. So once again, thanks for that. And like I said before, hopefully I'll be on this repeater more. So if I talk to you again, that'll always be a pleasure. And I'll catch you again. I'll say 73s to you. I might still be on when you get out, so you can always throw your call out, and I might get back to you. But if we don't, I'll say 73s, and catch you later.
Back N4ZLK, 73.